Japanese internment. On December 7, 1941, the Imperial Japanese Navy attacked a U.S. naval base in Hawaii's Pearl Harbor. That same day, Japan also attacked the British colony of Hong Kong, where many Canadian soldiers were stationed. The next day, the U.S. and Canada declared war on Japan. In 1941, many people of Japanese ancestry were living on the west coast of Canada and the U.S. About one-third were first-generation immigrants, Issei. The others were second-generation, Nisei. Though many had never been to Japan, they faced racial discrimination long before the war began. Racism against the Japanese worsened when the U.S. and Canada joined the war. The government and media assumed Japanese people would be loyal to their ancestry. Many business owners were accused of being spies. When Canadian Pacific Railway fired all of its Japanese employees, many other companies did the same. In February 1942, President Roosevelt ordered the relocation of all people of Japanese origin to camps in the interior of the U.S. Approximately 120,000 people had to abandon their homes. Many sold off their property far below market price. They waited in temporary shelters such as racetracks until internment camps were built. In March 1942, Prime Minister Mackenzie King made a similar evacuation order. About 23,000 people of Japanese descent had to leave the protected area along Canada's west coast. Like in the U.S., evacuees waited in temporary holding areas, including animal stalls. Their businesses, homes, and personal property were sold off to pay for camps in the interior of BC. Japanese internment camps were cold in the winter and hot in the summer. They were crowded and didn't have proper plumbing or electricity. In the U.S., the camps were guarded and surrounded by barbed wire fences. After the war ended in 1945, resettlement was not easy. In the U.S., internees received a train ticket to their pre-war homes, but faced anti-Japanese groups when they arrived. In Canada, they were told to settle east of the Rockies or return to their war-torn homeland. They weren't allowed to return to the West Coast until 1949. It wasn't until 1988 that Prime Minister Brian Mulroney and President Ronald Reagan finally offered formal apologies and financial compensation to the surviving victims of North America's Japanese internment camps.